to the Post Game Plan. I am your host, Ali Samani, and this is the career development home for all current as well as former professional athletes. We're really excited today. We have a very special guest. His name is Chris Hetherington. Sorry about that, Chris. And he's played 11 years in the NFL, played for a number of different teams, actually, including the San Francisco 49ers, Oakland Raiders, St. Louis Rams, Carolina Panthers, and Indianapolis Colts. He graduated from Yale University and did his Bachelor of Arts in Psychology. And he also was a part of a number of NFL-based career development programs, including one at Harvard Business School and one at Wharton School of Business. And he currently is a VP of Business Development at Evolution Capital Management. Chris, we're really happy to have you. Really excited to hear your story. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Ali. Thanks for having me.
A pleasure, a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time out to speak to our audience. I think you have a very interesting background. It's not often that we get an opportunity to speak to professional athletes that are involved in investment management as in-depth as you've been involved in it. And I mean, I'm really excited to hear, I guess, about your process, your journey. And let's get started. I mean, you studied your Bachelor of Arts in Psychology at Yale. And what made you want to study psychology?
You know, Yale is a liberal arts education, so
right.
I knew I didn't want to become a doctor, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to become a lawyer, so I figured, psychology and business were my areas of focus. I took a lot of econ classes, economics, and psychology. It was very interesting. I learned a lot of great stuff at Yale and took a lot of very cool classes, and it seemed the right fit for me at the time. Wasn't sure what I wanted to do after college when I was in college, so I picked the major that had the most attraction to me, and psychology was it, fortunately.
Absolutely. So you were a standout athlete at Yale, and you played 5 years, or 11 years, rather, for five different teams in the NFL. Now, when do you think you started to think about life after the game?
You know, it's interesting. I played quarterback in college, went to Yale, played quarterback, came out as kind of a quote-unquote athlete. Went to Cincinnati Bengals, actually, originally. Was an undrafted free agent, and they moved me to fullback. So, you know, I had an interesting career. It was certainly a battle, for 11 years. I was always interested in finance. My brother has been with Merrill Lynch since 1985, and a lot of my buddies from Yale are working on Wall Street and made that transition right from college. So, you know, I guess finance was always my passion and always had that in the back of my mind. Wasn't sure, obviously, how long I would play in the NFL, and was fortunate enough to play for a long time. But, always every year, year in and year out, always thought, hey, this could be it. You know, this could be it for me. So I need to think about life after football. You know, the average career is obviously 2.5 years, 3 years. And,
right.
Like I said, I was very fortunate, but always knew that, I need to prepare for life after football. You know, it's tough in the NFL. It's a full-time job. It's a year-round job. And especially for a guy that's, signs 1 year deals, 2 year deals, and, is an undrafted free agent. It's, you're making constant sacrifices and like I said, always taking care of your body, always trying to improve your football IQ every year. So I guess the answer to your question is I always had it in the back of my mind, but, the sense of urgency really came towards my latter part of my career.
Okay. Now, I mean, you've played 11 years, so, you managed a way to increase the longevity of your career. At the same time, you took classes. You took classes both at Harvard Business School and at Wharton, both programs offered by the NFL to its players, career development programs premised on business management, entrepreneurship, and things of that nature. What made you want to take those classes? And was there someone or specifically an individual that, encouraged you to do that?
Yeah, it was a great program, I tell you. I was actually debating on doing a 2-year full MBA, and this was the kind of dip my feet in the water and try to get a broad focus on business and learn about a bunch of different areas of business and figure out, what direction I was being pulled in and what I was passionate about. Like I said, my brother has been a private wealth manager for a long time, and I looked at that side of the business, but the trading aspect was more of more exciting to me and more of like a game, which I've been playing for a long time. Continuing education is very, very important. I had been out of school since 1996, so I hadn't used that part of my brain for a while, so to speak. So I was lucky enough with the NFL offered these programs, and I got in and tried to take advantage of it and learn a lot while I was there. You're in the room with a lot of people that have similar goals in you and interests in you. So I thought it was a great program, and I still debated on doing a 2-year MBA after that, but was fortunate enough to get a good job and was able to learn the stuff that I had acquired through Harvard and Wharton into my next career.
Fantastic. I mean, you were very fortunate, obviously, to have a strong influence in your family, being your brother involved in finance. But you did mention one thing, which I want to kind of go into a little bit of detail with. And you said that, one of the reasons why you went into trading, why you're probably in entrepreneurship today, is because you kind of see it as a game and it's competitive. Can you talk a little bit about that aspect and why you think entrepreneurship maybe resonates with you much more so than any other type of area or space?
Yeah, the things I've always taken in pride in my life is, preparation and hard work and discipline and making sacrifices. When I look back at my career, those are the things that I really focused on. And I tried to, learn from the guys I really respected and even learn from the guys that maybe I didn't respect as much as far as their habits and hard work and discipline. But, when I was thinking about a career, it was something that was kind of the next step for me. I enjoyed finance, but I think trading better suited my skill set, so to speak. It was exciting to me. I had the ability to, make good decisions in the face of adversity, which you do, hopefully all the time in the NFL, and. Like I said, it was a game to me. It's a tough game. They're both tough games, but I guess the things I've learned in the NFL and the discipline and the hard work and I was even able to transfer that into my next career.
Awesome, great. I really enjoyed that answer. I mean, now let's fast forward to we're in 2007. This is you're kind of in your final year. What was that transition like? When you started to work, and I'm looking here, and in our pre-interview, you mentioned that you went straight into trading. You worked for Evolution Capital Management. Now, what was that transition like? Did you know exactly what you wanted to do, and how did you go about meeting the right people to get yourself in that position?
I was very fortunate, Ali, to meet Michael Lurch, who's the owner of Evolution Capital Management. We actually played football against each other in college. He's a few years older than me and had a very successful career after Princeton. And he put together a fund that was mostly comprised of ex-Ivy League athletes that, worked really hard and were smart guys and were able to, really flick that switch on and off when they had to. And I was very, very, very fortunate. I looked at some of the bigger banks and interviewed with some of these prop trading groups, but this seemed to be a great fit for me. And I was very humble coming in. I certainly didn't have any experience, but I was willing to work 20 hours a day and learn as firm in bonds. And I traded the Nikkei. I was an options and volatility trader for a while. And then I traded ETFs, exchange traded funds, for a while. And then, as we talked about in the interview, pre-interview, we bought a professional basketball team in Tokyo, so I became the president of the basketball team and moved over to Tokyo for 9 months. And it was certainly a great experience and learned a lot and was able to, hopefully build an organization that was very sound and well-respected. And then when I came back in March after the earthquake and tsunami, we'd been looking at real estate for a long time and as an inflation hedge and have been really aggressive about pursuing a fund here in the last 6 months.
Wow, that's fantastic. What a great story. I mean, so today, talk to me a little bit about your role with Evolution Capital Management. Who are the main sources of funding for the organization? And I guess we can take from there.
Yeah, Evolution Capital Management, like I said, it was traditionally, in the beginning, more of a traditional hedge fund managing institutional investors' money. And we've kind of evolved into a family office and trade proprietary capital. So, but we've always been looking at, alternative businesses, like I said, and trying to acquire assets. And we took on that basketball project. And now I think, the way the world is kind of evolving here, I think, we're trying to reach out and look into the commercial real estate space. So my role right now is strictly real estate, doing a lot of grunt work trying to prepare for this fund. And we have a lot of great relationships throughout the United States and Asia that hopefully we can leverage for investor capital. And it's certainly a tough environment, but we feel confident that we have a good platform and hopefully we can be successful.
You have such a unique experience, and I think it's critical. Usually at the end of each show, we have a pay it forward type of moment where our guest gets an opportunity to speak to some of the listeners who are both aspiring, current, as well as former professional athletes about career development, and maybe one or two key tactics and strategies that they think they would have used maybe a bit earlier or things that may have worked for them. And I'd love for you to share what are those one or two things that you think would be great to pay forward?
Well, there's a lot. I think, like I said earlier, I referenced earlier, I think preparation is absolutely essential. You have to prepare, every day to be the best player, the best teammate, the best coworker, the best person that you can be, and I try to do that every day. I try to outwork everybody, make sacrifices and be disciplined on an everyday basis. And if you're prepared and you're disciplined and you're accountable, then you're confident. And I think that's what's helped me. I've been very humble throughout the process, but at the same time, I've been prepared well and as a result, been confident. You have to persevere. It's playing in the NFL is a tough league. It's a tough game. It's a tough business. So you got to persevere. Either you have doubts some days that your body's feeling horrible, but if you mentally prepare and you physically prepare and generally good things will happen.
Fantastic advice. This has been a fantastic interview, Chris. I really want to thank you for taking the time out to speak to our audience. I think that your experiences will really resonate with a lot of folks that are both in the NFL as well as other professional leagues, just about preparation. And I think that you really harped on that because that's a really important concept. And it's exhibited throughout your career when you're doing various career development programs, both at Wharton or at Harvard, and then reaching out, networking, getting connected with people that can really help you and accelerate you to the next level, but then taking responsibility for where you are and just putting in the work that's required to get to that excellence. Is that right?
Yeah, thanks, Ali. I appreciate it. It's been fun for me. I've had a good life and hopefully have a lot of earning years ahead of me. But I think the key is to, on an everyday basis, work efficiently and work effectively. And that's helped me. And hopefully that message will resonate with people. I feel good about it.
Fantastic advice. And Chris, where can my listeners find you? Are you on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, any of that good stuff?
Yeah, I'm not a big social media guy, but I'm on LinkedIn. I don't tweet all that much. I'm trying to find time to do things outside of work. I'm on LinkedIn. It's probably the best way to get a hold of me, and that's about it, really.
Most definitely. Thank you so much. And VP Business Development, Evolution Capital Management, Chris Hetherington. Chris, thank you so much for your time. I hope everyone enjoyed this interview. It's been great, Chris. Thank you once again.
Ali, my pleasure. Take care.
All right, you as well.